The Pro Farmer Crop Tour wrapped up this week with a look at corn in several states, including Nebraska, but not the Panhandle. So, not to be left out, I did a short Pro Panhandle tour with calls to a couple of our elevators to check on corn in our area. In the southeast area of the Panhandle, Clint Robertson, manager of Oshkosh Grain, says the irrigated corn is doing well.
You know, the irrigated corn, which is mostly pivot here, it's doing very well. Everybody seems very pleased with that and expecting some really good yields out of that. They do expect that the, you know, harvest will probably come a little earlier. You know, they have a little more control over that with their irrigation, but it'll probably be a week or two earlier, they think.
The hot, dry summer has been a challenge for the dryland corn, he says.
A few guys I talked to are saying that they really need some rain right now, a good inch of rain, pretty much now, to kind of just finish filling out the cobs and get a decent test weight out of it. They're thinking if they don't get any rain here soon that we're going to end up with really light corn, and of course yields will suffer because of that. But there, one farmer I talked to was thinking he'll go straight from planting his winter wheat and turn around and start combining corn. So they're thinking pretty early on the dry land side.
In the central and northern area of the Panhandle, Jacob Smalley with West Plains and Alliance agrees with what looks like a good irrigated corn crop.
The irrigated corn just looks phenomenal. I think there's going to be some really big yields out there. Dry land in this area, some of it could use a drink. A couple of different spots have had showers at just the right time. So I think dry land's going to be kind of, I guess the jury's out on that one. I know up north, a lot of acres planted, well, really all of western Nebraska, South Dakota at least, a lot of planted acres out there. I know north around Hays Springs, Clinton, and then our Batesland, South Dakota areas, pretty dry. I mean, I know there's a little bit irrigated up in that country, and it's looking good. But the dry land's definitely a little stressed out here.
In the valley, Smalley says the story is similar, with stress in the dry land and good quality in irrigated corn. With the dry summer, ranchers are already bracing for a tight forage and hay situation. Smalley says for some producers of dryland corn, silage could be an option.
You know, some producers, you know, it's all about a break-even price and where people can make money. And some at current prices are going to think they could go for it. But I have had quite a few people tell me that they are going to, you know, have to chop some for silage, you know, especially on some of those dryland areas in the valley and maybe around that Hays Springs, Clinton area.
Both elevators expect to see an earlier than normal harvest in the Panhandle.
Going to be an early one. I mean, I've had people tell me as early as first week of September now.
Wow.
We'll see. Yeah. Well, now that was some short variety corn, but yeah, it's going to be an interesting harvest. Definitely a little bit different from last year, and that it's going to come quite a bit earlier, I think.
USDA predicted a record high 15.3 billion bushel corn crop for 2020. Since then, the derecho storm hit Iowa, and USDA has said it will do a new Iowa acreage survey at the end of August. With the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chabela Guzman.